Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth on the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop. It's the essence of my soul, the reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, here we are, live on the air on Ninja Sunday and this crappy day. Well, I got my two furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. Let's get rock and rolling right along. Let's see. I'm going to Sarah Joy Foundation to actually post here. Bring this up. And I now have it. I'm going to the description right into it. With the page info. And like I said, going right into it. This is on Facebook. And if anybody wants to donate to the Sarah Joy Foundation, please go check it out. Any donation would be greatly appreciated. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and a husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in Alaska did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So please, please, please check that out. It's the Sarah Joy Foundation. Going right into things, and right now I'm kind of hungry. I'm addicted to Pop-Tarts. Yes, people, I'm addicted to Pop-Tarts. I'm even going to post this. I am addicted to Pop. It's all right. Hey, Rocky, right? Hey, Rocky, I know you want to lay down, but can I have my cord here? Thank you, little buddy. Thank you, little boo-boo. It's my cord. All right. You can cuddle up. Trying to do something here. So, unplugging my phone here. Okay. I'm addicted to Pop-Tarts. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I need a 12-step program for that. So, yeah, I'm going to have to heat them up while I'm live on the air. Okay, posting that. Oh, I just posted that on my Facebook page. I'm addicted to Pop-Tarts. I'm tired today. What is up? What is up with that? I don't know. Really don't know. What's this thing? Let's see. I'm trying to pull this up. I'm just looking at some stuff. Well, I'm on the air here. For some reason, sometimes when there's a storm, it just affects electronics for some reason. I don't know why. And kind of a little poop today. I don't know if I'm going to go work out today. Maybe a little later. Maybe take a little nap after this. But I'm actually going to heat up some Pop-Tarts. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm heating up Pop-Tarts as we speak. I'm pulling them out. No, I don't have a toaster. I'm doing the cheap way of doing, open up the Pop-Tarts and putting them in the microwave. Yeah, I know. Pretty much don't have a toaster. Oh, boy. Man, what a crappy day for Father's Day today. Happy Father's Day, by the way. Let's see. Put it in for 30 seconds. It's actually the s'mores Pop-Tarts. I know, so bad. I can't help it. I'm addicted to Pop-Tarts. I just cannot help it. My cats are looking at me as I'm heating up the Pop-Tarts. I'm like, no, kitties, not for you. No for you. Okay. Let's see. I think that's enough. Yeah. I got the s'mores Pop-Tarts. I know, people. I can't help it. It's so bad. Leave me alone. I'm enjoying them. Yum. Because I go back to my seat over here. My cats are like, hey, can I have some? These are Mama's Pop-Tarts. You guys got your snacks. Oh, I just want to sit down here. Oh. Mine. No. Eat. Get out of here. You guys don't see what goes on with the radio. But my two cats here, like, what do you got? These are mine. I just taste so good. Let's see. Well, I want to play some music and stuff. I'm going to get to playing some music. I am working on getting guests on the show. Let's see. I'm going to play Feel by Laz and Cat and Charge Up the Studios, and I'll be back.
Yeah. Laz Ritz. Cat of B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yards. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Haha, check it. Yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different. I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh,
prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Cause they'll always have your back, no matter the attack. Cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact. And that's why
Alrighty, now I'm back. Back on here, and I got Mountain Man with me in the chat room and my little football co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and Rocky Balboa just curled up beside me, which I think since Rocky was chasing after Jackie for the past day and a half like crazy, they just now finally calmed down, and they're being very good, right? Right, Kitty? Little cute little things here. I'm getting very excited. Next week is the FootCon in Maine. And I'm trying to figure out how to downsize my costume. And I don't mean shred it up, it's Kato. And I didn't think I was going. I'm actually trying to find a song here. But gosh, it's not even... what happens with the song? And I was going to play it. It was, Battle Song by Z. Horrors, Accords, Aliza. And sometimes the songs just delete off of here. And I have to get back to my technical people to actually try to download it again. Let's see. Okay, the songs, I guess, are coming through. Okay, it seems like everything's fine. So I'm having some technical problems. The thing is, on my computer right now, I can't mute it. So if anybody hears anything, like music stuff go off, I have a couple screens off, I can't mute my computer. I don't know why it's happening like that. Like I said, sometimes with the storm, stuff happens. Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to downsize my jacket thing for my Kato. I'm always doing 50 million things on here as I speak. Let's see. Actually, I posted in the port column about downsizing my costume. Just looking at some answers, see if people could give some answers. So, I lost some. I gained weight at the time of getting the costume, my kettle costume. I had a little bit more weight on, and now I lost the weight, and the costume is really big for me. So I've been, like, posting about how not to, like, see, not to ruin it. Well, cut into shreds, and people saying, well, you know, I think they'd probably wait, because I'm a girl, and they'd probably say, you know, shred the costume to show off my body or something like that. But I'm trying to keep up to what the originality of Kato actually is with Bruce Lee. And let's see. I'm trying to figure out what song do I want to play outside today. I don't know about anything else, but I'm exhausted. I'm just really, really exhausted today. Maybe I need some more coffee. Okay, trying to pull this up. Let's see. What song do I want to play next? I think I'm going to play next is, let's see, where is it? I can't even see. Okay, I'm like, If I Could Fly by Tony Jane, another Boston boy, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like right. And now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
if I could fly, I'd be up in the sky. Be real with you if you wanna see a star. I could be a Superman in the air. I could rest.
let you hold my hand, I will let you go. Almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly.
And I'm back, and what people don't see is, like, on the radio show is I'm actually watching this video, and I'm sitting here going, what the heck am I watching? It's supposed to be, now I can't play a clip or anything like that because I get permissions to watch, but it was a comedy about an intervention of twerking. It's supposed to be a comedy, and it's got this girl, and it was off to one of my Facebook friends. It's intervention for twerking. It's supposed to be this comedy skit. I have it on pause. I'm like, what am I watching? It's just really kind of funny stuff that people post on their Facebook page that I'm actually, like, watching right now. Yeah. So, Mountain Man, you're in the rain, too. Yeah, we're all in the rain. Boston, Maine is in the rain. I'm just bored in this video. I'm like, what? I'm just like, this stuff is crazy. Okay. I'm just like, what? I'm just watching this video. Crazy, crazy stuff. So, yeah, some people on Facebook, they really get me to, like, laughing and stuff about certain things. Let me see. I'm trying to look to see what song do I want to play next. Okay, I'm actually going to play Cardiac featuring Laura Lee, Unbreakable, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars, the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let it rain on down. I'm on my way. You hear that sound?
I'm not breaking it loose. I'm just moving.
the moment's a total improvement. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be the total package. Humble and talented, out of the struggle, now I'm gonna balance it. And they say that I can't, and they say that I'll crack. So the lights are too much on the mountaintop. Well, you lived in the dark for so long, I'm just tanned. I look better with a glow. I'm unbreakable.
I'm unbreakable.
Featuring Laura Lee Unbreakable, who actually met this artist in person, who's actually is part of an extended family, who actually is part of the Sarah Joy Foundation. And once again, if anybody wants to check out the Sarah Joy Foundation, it's actually on Facebook, and any donations would be greatly appreciated. Once again, what the Sarah Joy Foundation out of clouds came as silver lining, because Sarah did succumb to a terminal illness because she was pregnant with her unborn son. And she didn't want to receive treatments, and due to that fact, I think that she succumbed to the illness. But with battling against the illness, she actually did many, many things. So please, please go check out the Sarah Joy Foundation. And once again, that's on Facebook, and it is actually part of my extended family members. And it's not something to help really cure anything, but if the money is to help, you know, with families that have struggling with bills and other things. So please, please check that out. Okay, I think I do have a caller in queue. Give me one moment. Once again, I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having some technical difficulties today. Sometimes with the storm, it does affect where I am, so I'm doing the best I can, playing music. I'll be reading from my hub pages and taking guests. And in the future, I will be getting more and more guests. So give me one moment here, see if I can pick this up. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Are you there? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I clicked onto it to have the caller speak up. I'm not really too sure, and it's just not working. Either the person's even listening, or I have them on the ear, but oh well. On to more stuff anyway. Let's see, where was I? Yeah, if anybody wants to check out the Sarah Joy Foundation, please feel free to check that out. Going on with the music, let's see, what else will I play? Let's see. Next song. What people don't know, what I'm actually doing is actually, as I'm doing the song, playing it live on the air, I'm posting the artist on my Facebook page. So as you're listening to my show, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see who the artist is. Okay, this young man, his name is Rick. Rick Didham. He's actually all the way from New Zealand, and his band is called Ancient Sage. And let me see, I'm typing this. Ancient Sage. Now, playing. Try typing with one hand here. Now playing. No. Oh, can't type with one hand. Playing. Shine. Shoot. Shine on me. Typing with one hand. All the way from New Zealand. I actually had Rick on my show before, and I just think I should repost that. So I am going to play their song. Come on, post on Facebook here. And it is Shine On Me. Where is it in my queue here? Let's go. Where is it? It's stuck. Okay, where is it? Where did it go? I know I have it around here somewhere. That's really strange. Where'd you go? Where'd the song go? Okay, here we go. It's Ancient Sage with Shine On Me, and I'll be back.
Shine on me. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, come on, baby, let's go and blow them all away. Shine on me.
Now I'm back, and I'm trying to close some of these windows that I actually have open. And I'm actually going to bring up my hub pages. Just some stuff I like to read on here. I haven't written for a while, but I need to get back into writing on there. A lot of things I do need to get back into. Let's see. Okay, I'm trying to bring this up once again. All this electronics is a little bit slower today. And sometimes there's a storm, it doesn't affect it. Sometimes there is, sometimes it is. It's not like a downpour. I mean, it is raining. But I don't know why today it's just affecting it, the technology today, for some reason. Maybe it's the weird, maybe a lot of electronical whatever in the air is actually affecting where I am with electronic equipment. Let me see. Okay. I'm going to read this right on the air. I'm actually pulling up my HUD pages right now. And this is not something that, it's not looking to win a Nobel Peace Prize or anything. Just stop to learn how to write. You know, everybody should have a platform to write, and it's just something that I indeed have fun with it, even though I haven't written for a while. But this one is actually called Never Lower Your Standards and Never Ever Settle for Less Than You're Worth. Now, never lower your standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. But remember, when your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences, and if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle, and it has brought grand happiness into my life. I once settled, and it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, while you do learn from your mistakes, I know, I repeat. But you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. Know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Oh, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That, indeed, is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If we really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God will really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but mine was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return, I can pass it on to others. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. So this is just stuff that I'm actually writing and, you know, putting on there. Thank you, Mountain Man. I'm going to pull up a few more to read, play music today. And like I said, I will be getting guests on my show. Let's see. Where's the... I'm trying to find... Okay, posting... So what I do is I'm posting, see, what you don't see on radio is I'm actually posting this stuff on my Facebook before I actually read it. Okay. Avoid negative energy vampires and look for positive angels. Radio at positive angels, your inner core depends upon it. Avoid negative people, for they are the greatest destroyers of self-confidence and self-esteem. So surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. If you seem to feel sick around certain people all the time, it could be a warning sign. Most likely, they might be negative energy vampires. I learned about this in my own personal life experience. I've learned to get away from the bad negative energy vampires that feed off good energy, and usually those people are very envious of those that do have clean, good energy that radiates from themselves within. If you feel much more relaxed when away from certain people, that means something. People don't know how to get away from those negative sucking vampires, but if they do realize, the best thing to do is to get far away from them as possible. Sometimes a person can hide what they truly are, but still can give off a sick energy that when around other people will make those people stick around them. The best defense is to focus on your inner core and start recognizing signs. Does it seem like no matter what you do, those people will not be happy with anything good you do in your life? Do people only seem to like anything you do, but you feel like those smiles are really just fake smiles and people are just pretending? Do people seem to be and just be too nice around only be another way behind your back? Those are just tiny things that could be touched on. But once you start picking up more and more on those things for your own sake, run away from people like that. And if you have articles or anything that is connected with a person or persons that are energy-sucking negative vampires, burn those things or throw them away. Never, ever keep an article of clothing or piece of jewelry that was once in your life. Get rid of those things. You may think that with good times in your life with negative-sucking energy vampires and want to keep something that means you reminds you of good times, but what does that do when you simply don't want any reminders of a person or people that you don't want to be associated with in your life? Your best bet is to cleanse yourself and don't let your spirit be burdened by things from the past. Absorb good, golden, positive, glowing light. Keep asking the universe to attract good, positive, influential people who will help you grow. Become more positive and help you move on with your life. If people are dragging you down for any reason, don't accept things about you. It isn't you because you're just being yourself. More like it is the person or people you once associated with because of insecurities they have within themselves. That is no skin off your nose. Once you start to cleanse yourself, your health will improve. I am living proof because that is exactly what happened for people. I'm sorry, what happened for me? I told you I'm tired. Let me rephrase that. I am living proof because that is exactly what happened for me. So, I continue to look for more and more influential people who help me grow more. I don't like to feel stifled in any way, shape, or form. There's a huge world out there, and some people will never see that and will be stuck in that one place. It is their own misery. They will never be happy with themselves, so they will never be happy about anybody else's lives, so they have the need to put others down, and they think they feel good, but it is an ongoing battle. They are dealing with so much stuck negative energy that they become socially constipated with hate and consumes them because that's all they will ever know about. I'm glad I don't have to live my life like that and can keep growing more. I'm thankful to get up every day and keep learning and growing. I'm thankful that I get to sit and have talks with people who are successful and help others by reaching out their hands and help others to bring them up another level in their lives. I have a lot of gratitude in my life today because I've seen the light. As corny as this may sound, I seriously have seen the light and will keep following that light, in which I know as long as I follow that light, it just stays in front of me. I can't explain in words the light, but it's like a feeling of desire to want to feel alive more and more as I get older. Maybe they're right. I see wisdom comes with age, and I don't know. Maybe slowly I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom more and more as time goes on. I don't want to stop my growth and learning how to grow and keep growing. Maybe in a way someday I will give back and extend my hand and help others to see the positive, radiant light they can help. They can follow and help them to stay on track. Well, I do know that I have been enlightened more and more, and this is something that I want to keep letting it grow and grow inside of my heart and soul. Who knows where my life will end up in the future? I do know that I am indeed happy and more fulfilled in my life today than I have been in many years. I guess, like I said, as we get older, there's more wisdom we do attain, and whether it is from getting it from experience of sitting with other people who have the life experience more than us, or whether it is because we just learned, whatever it may be, it has that special glowing feeling that feels good inside that will keep us growing. Thankful to get up each and every day. Like they say, each day is a new present, and I intend to open one just like a little kid does on Christmas Day. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just sitting here, and my mouth is watering. It's like it's kind of drying water at the same time. Maybe I'm just a little tired here. I'm just looking up stuff in the portcom, and I was wishing some people would actually call in and give me some advice on how to trim up my keto costume. Let's see. Because today, when I don't have a guest, I do an hour show. What do I want to play? Oh, let's see. Let me just post this first. And hold on 1 minute. I'm going to take a nap. I don't care if it is Sunday. Actually, the good thing about Sunday, I can sleep a little bit and still go to the gym if I want to. But I can't even go tomorrow. So I just made a dedication to do it three times a week. So I'm posting. Hold on for a second. I'm just posting on. Okay, I'm trying to type here. Because the next artist, like I said, I'm typing kind of funny. I think I need to go back to bed and start over again today. Poop. Let's see. What's that? Why is it not coming up? This is really strange. I'm trying to... It's not coming up. Okay, here we go. Okay. It came up twice, the picture that I'm trying to post on here with my next artist. The next artist I did meet, he's one of my film brothers. His name is Jay Giannone. He's from Boston. He actually helped Leonardo DiCaprio in the film The Departed, and he's worked with many people. Okay, here we go. I'm having a brain fart. Okay, playing live. I see here. Film brother of mine who inspires me so much. Jay Giannone. And people, and he has worked with many people on set, who are like Leo, Leonardo DiCaprio, and many others look for him working with Johnny Depp in the upcoming film Black Mask. He is the detective, I think, who arrests or takes down Whitey Bulger in the film Black Mask. Okay. Okay. I've got that up now. I'm going to actually play his song. Okay. All right. Let's see. Now I'm getting right to it. I'm going to be playing Jay Giannone's song, film brother of mine. Very proud of him doing his thing out there in Hollywood. I don't mean he's working as an extra. He's actually getting scenes with the biggest of them all, and he's going to be playing in the film, the upcoming film about Whitey Bulger, Black Mask. And Johnny Depp is playing Whitey Bulger, and Jay is playing the detective. I think he either arrests Johnny Depp in a part in a scene, or he takes him down or something. I know that much about it. But here he is, the man who does inspire me, is Jay Giannone, his song himself, Inspiration, and I'll be back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Pac and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop. It's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme. My time to shine, no more sideline. I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Okay, and now I'm trying to pull up something else. I'm going to read something else, a couple other things. And like I said, usually my shows are shorter. And I'm pulling this up, posting on my Facebook page. Okay. It doesn't matter what anyone says about the things you do, who cares about the haters? You can make things happen, don't worry about the haters. The strong-minded rise to the challenge of their goals and dreams, the weak-minded become haters. Don't mind the haters, they only hate because they can't do what you can do. It doesn't matter what you do for yourself in your life when others aren't happy with what you're doing. More than likely, if you have contentment with your life, it doesn't matter what anyone says. I don't follow people, I lead my own life. I learned in life to succeed, you have to climb obstacles, but in time, we'll overcome them. With social media, there are many keyboard warriors, and that's all they are, keyboard warriors and nothing more. I look for myself to better myself. I want to get six-pack abs and work on my dreams. No matter what anyone says, I go out and make things happen for myself, and I do all the work. Once again, I want six-pack abs, and I'm working on it without the aid of stomach operation, without the aid of Botox, without the aid of liposuction, without the aid of steroids, without the aid of any type of surgery, and hence the work of my slowly evolving six-pack abs. Maybe not all women want them, and honestly, I don't care what anyone thinks or says, because it's something I'm working very hard on in the gym fitness center. I'm happy that I'm able to go to the center many times I want and happy with the atmosphere in the center. To me in life, I've proven many people wrong with things I want to do in my life, and at this point in my life, I don't care what anyone says, because whatever anyone says or writes about me, I can shut the computer off and shut down all the social media and just hit the fitness center. I'm working on many things in my life, and I don't know if you can call people haters, but I don't know. I think when people are miserable within themselves, they want to take their misery out on other people. I learned to just go on and keep doing that I love in life. I know nothing can stop me, and I'm the only one that can stop myself. Even after writing this article, as I finish, I'm going to hit up the fitness center and enjoy my time working out. It doesn't matter about haters, because my life is still rewarding things in my life, that I am confident. That's why I feel very completed as a human being and a woman. I found out the strength to do the things in my life and can stand on my own two feet while achieving things I want to do in my life. Not everyone has their lives the same way, but basically I know I can keep improving my life with things and goals that I will keep working on. Sometimes social media really can be a joke, but it is indeed a good networking tool. But, I mean, come on. Do keyboard warriors think that because they can say or write bad about someone that is going to stop them? No, I just don't think so. So you have to laugh at keyboard warriors and haters. It's good to stay focused on things in life that help to make your heart soar. The best thing is to keep going and don't stop. Granted, a cat nap or two along the way is great. Believe me, I like to cut up like a little kitty cat just like anybody else to help re-energize myself. Life is very beautiful, and yes, 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 you do have to take the bull by the horns and go for a ride. The ride to take a life by taking the bulls by the horns is worth it. Granted, sometimes I don't know where these wild rides by a bull may take me, but if there are chances in life that I can take, then I'm going to take them. I try to do things, and if I fall down, the best thing to do is to rise up like a flaming phoenix and just rise above and maybe just take tiny baby steps one at a time. You got to remember, you got you. To rely on yourself, then you have your own free will to make things happen. Sure, you could be handed anything in life, but you can't say that you actually worked for it in the first place you were given it. I have more satisfaction in knowing when I work for something, and that gives me a lot of joy in my life. I have nothing to prove to anyone because my life is in my own hands, and my own hands I can move mountains that people said I would never move, and guess what? I have. I don't have to rub it in people's faces that I did things they said I wouldn't do and did them because I know I can do things I want whether people believe in me or not. I know that I am the one that can make things happen, and believe it or not, if you work for something very hard, you too make things happen for yourself. Sometimes some things may take a little bit longer to achieve, but in the end, it will be worth the fight because you are the one to overcome those struggles and obstacles in life. Yet, once again, it was well worth it. Remember, you can make things happen for yourself as long as you work for things in life. It's beautiful to know that we have free will to do what we want in our lives. I know right now, after I'm done writing this article, I have my own free will to work out at a fitness center, and so I enjoy the environment in the fitness center. So never mind any haters or anyone that says you can't do something in life. Know why? Because those that are haters and say you can't do the things in your life, you probably already did. Well, those people are never going to be able to do the things you have done. Have a good day. So that's something I have written. And let's see, messages. What's going on right here? Oh, thank you, Mountain Man, thank you, sweetheart, thank you for tuning in, thank you. Amen, hallelujah, Mountain Man, tuning in to Show and Chuck Show on Ninja Sunday, woo woo woo, you can get a woo woo, Mountain Man, woo woo, make him laugh. Remember, this is in the chat room, some people probably ain't seen this. Okay, just pull this up. Let's see. What time is it? Oh, wow. Sorry, past that time. Yeah, let me just pull this up. One second, ladies and gentlemen, because I got to pull up his page. Angelo Garcia, which he had actually rescheduled. He was actually a former member of the band Menudo. Okay, like this, post that, redo that, ending, okay, ending the show with future guest, former band member of the boy band, Menudo, Angelo Garcia. Okay, and his song, which in fact probably would has come, some people in Hollywood have been doing stuff with him, and he hasn't made an announcement yet. How should I write this? In his song, we've got the song, I guess, Delusions of Grandeur, and I've had talks with him on the phone a couple of times, and the song is about the dreamers and proving the haters, blah, 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 type it up. Haters and naysayers wrong in doing what you do in your life, no matter what. Let's see. Hold on for a second. Okay, I hope you guys can hear me, because I have to get a new Y for my headphones. It's an adapter for my headset. That's why I just have the headphones in. I can't even describe what I'm saying right now. Let's see. You know, right now he has over, everybody just made this page. It has over 663,000 people. Okay, over now, he has over 663,000 people on his page. And, okay, this is the writing. Okay, this is how it was. Now he has over 663,000 people. That's right. I remember how I got this person. 663,000 people. What I was actually watching, I haven't really listened to any of Taylor Swift's songs. And I saw in a video on one of the feeds, this guy, he was actually, he didn't have a top, but he's very well built. And he was singing the song Blank Space, which I thought, I didn't know it was a Taylor Swift song, and he was singing with passion and emotion. And what I did is, you know, it did get my attention because he's well built, and I put my hands over his chest, and I looked at his face, and he was still singing with emotion. I was like, oh, wow, who is this guy? I didn't know who he was. But I remember from the 80s, he was in the boy band of Menudo. And I had gotten in touch with him. It was just like one of those things, and it's like people say, keep following what you love and love what you do and stuff like this. And I got a hold of him, and before his Facebook even blew up, and it's about 663,000 people. So ending the show with a future guest, former band member of the boy band Menudo, Angela Garcia, in his song Delusions of Grandeur, and the song is about the dreamers and proving the haters and the naysayers wrong and doing what you do in your life no matter what. So I am going to end the show, and I will be getting guests and make an announcement when he is actually on the show. Okay. All right, where is it? So this is Angelo's song. It's Delusions of Grandeur, and everybody enjoy the rest of their Ninja Sunday.
Delusions of Grandeur.
humble.